where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
The Sarnia Lambton Suicide Prevention Committee is scrambling to come up with other sources of funding after its application with the United Way was denied for the upcoming fiscal year. Co-chair Sharon Barry Ross says they were told homelessness has been identified as a crisis, and the $20,000 they've received to hire a coordinator for the past 8 years was redirected to assist and support the issue.
We get that, but suicide prevention is part of that big globe of mental health issues, and really it's all linked together. The issue of suicide, addictions, mental health, homelessness, all of those things are part of the community network that really needs to get addressed.
Barry Ross says they'll no longer be in a position to pay their coordinator by the end of June. Anyone interested in assisting can reach out to the committee. Contact information is posted at sarnianewstoday.ca. Residents in Lambton Kent Middlesex will elect a new member of provincial politics on Thursday. That's when the by-election's being held to replace former MPP Monty McNaughton. If you didn't vote in the advance polls and you want to learn more about the candidates, a question and answer has been posted at sarnianewstoday.ca. The deadline to file your taxes is fast approaching. The Canada Revenue Agency says they are still waiting for millions of returns ahead of tomorrow's deadline. If you owe money, missing the deadline can be costly. If you file late, you can be hit with a late filing penalty of 5% of your balance owing. More than 800 workers responsible for providing food and beverage on flights leaving Toronto Pearson International Airport have reached a tentative agreement. Gate Gourmet workers have been on strike since April 17th. They were protesting wages and working conditions. The union members will vote on the deal tonight and could return to work as early as tomorrow. And as the cost of living skyrockets, students at St. Patrick's High School in Sarnia are coming together to help their own. They've launched a school-wide food bank called Patty's Pantry, complete with a freezer, with the goal of addressing the prominent issue of food insecurity. Jackson Hudai is a grade 12 student in Miss Woodward's business leadership management class. He says kids going hungry is a major concern.
Clearly, people are proud and won't share this detail. So after doing some Ontario-wide research, we found that 1 out of 5 students suffer from food insecurity. And in our school of 1,450 students, that's 290 students, which is about 4 students per class.
Hudai says they bought around $100 in food the first week, and it was already nearly gone within a couple of days. Patty's Pantry is being done in partnership with Lambton College's Enactus program. You can read more on that story on our website as well. Mainly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers late this afternoon. Risk of a thunderstorm. Wind becoming southwest, gusting to 50. High of 23. Cloudy with showers beginning this evening. Risk of a thunderstorm, a low of 15. I'm Melanie Irwin.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.